from England, but I came from Helsinki first, Derbyshire. So I've just sat down again because I've been running around. I've actually got cakes with Twitter emblems on them, well, donuts more than anything. A lady just walked past with a G10, and she's one of those women who takes photos of absolutely everything because she's got that creative thing where she sits on a Sunday morning probably going through all of the photos over coffee and going, that's okay, that's all right. Oh, I love that one.
That's that? Very true. That's what I've been doing.
I know the type.
It's like you're fascinated by the camera that much that you just take photos of absolutely everything. So I'm sitting down with...
Lovey Belief.
And that is your Twitter handle as well?
Yes.
How long have you been on Twitter?
Since, I think, March or... I can't remember, really.
Okay, so what do you do?
What do? I work at the Dubai Culture and Arts Authority. I deal with cultural relations. I've just come back from the Edinburgh Festival. So that was a blast, and taking pictures of all the great food in Scotland.
Right.
And then I got robbed there, so I was taking pictures of blackberries while I was looking
I'm
for
so
my bag.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I still love it. I still love it, and I'm dying to go back next year. And then went back to London to get my passport done, and then taking pictures of everything around over there, walking down memory lane, because that's childhood. And then came back up, unbeknownst to me, I stopped over at Leamington Spa. Saw some friends, went to Saxon Mills, went to Coventry and Banbury.
So you went everywhere?
Absolutely, and that's just because my bag got dropped, so there's a reason for everything.
So do you like the UK?
I used to go to the UK more frequently as a child with my family, and then I lived there for a short while in Oxford, and then it just seems like home, but I don't go there frequently, unfortunately.
So how did you get this job?
At the Dubai Culture and Arts Authority. I heard through the grapevine that there was such an authority coming up, and I felt very indignant that they hadn't told me about it. But then I just shoved my face there and I said, I want to be with you. And we worked on a task force previously, 5 years ago, on establishing such an authority. Perhaps this was the birth of it. Perhaps not. But it's a great place. We have fantastic people on the team, very creative people, artists, writers, foodies like me. Who take picture of food.
I'm the same.
You are? Oh, excellent. And it's just all the weird food that you experience and everything else. And then taking pictures of things that are a memory. So I'm glad that when I did get robbed, my lovely camera was in my other bag and on the table.
It was meant to be.
Absolutely.
You and your G10 were meant to be.
Absolutely.
So what is your biggest achievement at this job so far that made you the most pleased?
I handled a project called To the Holy Lands, which is from the Rice Engelhorn Museum in Mannheim, photographs of the late 1800s, which were done by Hur Gronier and Mohammed Sadiq Beg, pictures from earliest pictures of Mecca, done by an Arab Muslim, and then there were pictures of Jerusalem and the Wailing Wall, as it is most famously known, and of Baalbek, and the most amazing thing is realizing the size of the negative is the size of the picture. And the whole equipment that is carried around weighs around a ton. So you're carrying all these developers and the gelatin and how it's affected by the weather. It was more of a science of life and of art than it was just photography that we have right now, which is point and shoot.
That's amazing. That's probably going to be the best interview of the night because that has blown me away. Listen, what does Twestival mean to you?
Oh boy, it's beautifully putting the faces of to the names. It's seeing the people and just seeing if, because when you click online, it's just so different, and it's just seeing how you will interact in person. And there are people that I know personally through work that are on Twitter, and we follow each other. But seeing others is just so exciting. I love people, and I just think it's a beautiful opportunity to interact. And whoever you meet, whether you're encountering them for a second or a year, influence you and you influence them, whether you like it or not. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. And it's just being open to all those different cultures that are... One thing that we have in common is that we tweet, and we're all tweeps. And I just actually tweeted about how all the tweeps here are very beautiful. And I mean it inside and out, and it just seems that way, and that's how I perceive it.
Beautiful. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.